Welcome to Leadership Moments with Justin Manzi, where we want to see leaders equipped and empowered. Well, welcome to lesson number one in module two, and we're going to be talking about the trust factor. And, you know, when we talk about trust, this is one of the most important quality characteristics that is actually internal, because our willingness to say, I'm trustworthy and I'm willing to trust others, there's a huge gap in a lot of people. Many people have been hurt, burned, slighted, and their ability to trust other people is sometimes become very jaded because they become cynical. And so when we talk about the trust factor, this is huge, because honestly, you can love people and not trust them. My biological father, who, you know, passed away, a homeless man, a crack addict, I loved him to the best of my ability to love him, but I didn't trust him because there was so many empty promises over the years. So I want you to know that you can love people, even in your team and in a church, but you may not trust them. And here's the other aspect of that trust factor, is that it's one thing to be able to say, hey, you can trust me as your leader. It's another thing to be able to say, hey, I trust you as somebody I'm actually raising up. So everybody's intention is, hey, I can be trusted. Okay, that's great. Can you trust others? Because that really is the key factor of empowering people. So I've come to realize that a lot of times the reason why people are unable to trust, to give things away, to delegate responsibility, to delegate authority, decision-making power, is because they actually feel insecure and inadequate. And they feel like if they do give something away, they're going to feel out of control. And what they're really saying, without realizing it, is, I don't know that I trust me, I don't know that I trust God, and I don't know if I trust you. Because that's what they're saying. Now, it would be hard to admit to that. Most leaders would say, I trust God. And do you trust God? Because if you trust God, delegate responsibility, delegate decision-making power within balance and maturity and all those things. But that becomes key. Now, I want to share a story about the idea of trust, because for me, that was a huge issue growing up. I still feel like I deal with the shrapnel of trust. It's one of the reasons why I picked Kim as my wife, because I knew she was trustworthy. And, you know, we're coming up on 29 years of being married, over 30 years of being together. But the reality is, she has stayed true because she has always been trustworthy. And it's really helped me to be able to go, okay, I know someone other than Jesus, other than my Heavenly Father, that I can trust, and that is my wife. But outside of that, didn't have that growing up, didn't trust my parents, didn't trust certain people that hurt and betrayed me. So I remember going in and being a youth pastor, and a senior pastor actually came in, and I was working under him, and I'm always a little bit scared already working under somebody in authority, because I'm already dealing with, I don't know if I trust authority, because I didn't even trust my own parents. And so I'm already a little, you know, flighty on that. And so I remember some things started happening in the church where people started talking, where there was rumor that the pastor was mishandling the funds, and he had two sets of books, and then he was putting money on people's credit cards. And then we were doing events in the city, and we actually, I received a phone call where we were actually not paying for the venue that we had already used, and just so many little things. And then I found out there were things being said about me as I was bringing this to the attention of some of the board. Hey, we're not paying things here. And then I was accused of making things up. And I remember being a young person, a young leader, and being a youth pastor, I went and I wanted to meet with the senior pastor to just like, is this all true? Because if it is, I don't trust you. And I remember this confrontation was going to happen, and it happened, and I was a little bit nervous. And I remember going in and in his office and sitting down and saying, you know, in trepidation a little bit, hey, are these things true? Because it's actual pretty factual. And he goes, yeah, you know what? The end justifies the means. I said, so they're true. You actually have two sets of books. You've put money on people's credit cards, haven't paid them back. You raised money for a certain event, but then you used it for something else. He just said, yeah, you know what? That's part of ministry. It's how you get things done. I said, okay, I also heard that it was said that you were saying about me that I was making some of this stuff up. And he goes, well, you know what? Maybe you didn't make it all up, but I think you don't know all the facts. So the area that you filled in the blanks is kind of where you made it up. But I said, but overall, it was true. He says, yeah, it is what it is. It's ministry. I was in shock. I said, well, I looked at him. I said, well, then I don't trust you. And I thought for sure he was going to say, okay, you know what? If you don't trust me, then you're out of here. Like, that's what I was expecting. So when I said, I don't trust you, I'm waiting for this punch back, you know, this pushback of how dare you say to me as, you know, your pastor, your senior pastor. And he looked straight in my eyes and said, that's okay. You don't have to trust me. I said, excuse me? He says, yeah, you don't have to trust me. You just have to do what you're hired to do. I said, oh, you don't understand. I already have an issue with trust. And as a young leader, I need to know that I can trust my senior pastor, who is my boss, and all these things. And he said, no, you don't. You don't need to trust me. Just do your job. Well, I couldn't do my job. Within a few weeks, I sat down and said, I can't work here and I can't be here. I need to be able to trust you. And that's a huge area of how to build a team, is that building block of trust. So I share that because that might be an extreme story, but I'm telling you, it happens more often. And maybe it's more subtle in other areas of leadership. But if there is not trust within a team, if there is not trust within a church, let me just say it this way, to the level of trust within a church will determine the level of advancement of the mission of the church. Because if there's not trust, that means people are holding back. And when people don't trust, they begin to hold back. They could hold back their giftings. They could hold back their energy. They could hold back their finances. I'm telling you, trust is so vital. But once again, we're talking about the internal aspect of trust. So I want you to see that if there's not trust within you, then you are not going to be able to trust other people. You know, one of my favorite verses, and actually it's a verse that Kim and I have used in our relationship from the beginning, when we first met. And it's Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, where it says, trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding. Acknowledge the Lord, and He will guide and direct your footsteps. Now, that type of trust, this has to be laid, because remember, this is internal. If you do not trust God, then you are not going to be able to truly follow Him. Let me put it this way. You can only trust someone to the depth and the level that you know them. You do not go up to a random person and just say, I trust you. No, you don't. You don't know that person. So listen, to the depth of your relationship with God, to the depth that you know Him, will be the level of trust that you have in Him. And so one of the ways that we can grow in our trust is to grow in our relationship with the Lord, because that will then bring that depth. Like, I trust the Lord. So even if you mess up, if I give this to you, it's okay. I trust God is going to work all things out for good for those who trust and love the Lord. So I have to trust that. I don't have to be in control of the situation or the circumstance, because I trust God. I trust He's going to work it out. And so This is an area we have to continue to grow in. It has to be where, God, I trust you. One of the other verses that I love, and as we remember, we're addressing the trust that's in my head, the trust that's in my heart, and the trust that's in my hands. So Ephesians 4:16 reads this way. It says, He makes the whole body fit together perfectly as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. So this simply cannot happen if there's not trust within the body. I have to trust. Listen, my organs have to trust each other. You're going to work on your behalf. And if I'm working and I'm doing my part, I'm helping you do your part. But if my body begins to say, I don't trust the other organs, my body will actually shut down. So let me just say it this way. If you've shut down in the body and you're not operating to the way you're supposed to function because you don't trust, you are actually holding the body back. You could be paralyzing the entire body. That's why this is so important. And that's why we have to work on allowing that trust to grow in us. So we trust the Lord with our whole being. We say, God, I trust you. But that will only happen is if you have a deep relationship with Him and you know Him. So we want to create an empowering culture, and it has to be built on relationship, which means it has to be built on trust. So we need to see that established in us and then among us. So here are the three areas. When we're talking about building trust, the areas that we're building them in are really the idea of, I'm gonna trust you because I care about you. But remember, I cannot trust you if I don't get to know you. So it has to be relationship-centered, discipleship-oriented, but it has to be centered around relationship. You have to know that I genuinely care for you, and therefore that will develop a relational trust. But the second part of that is, I have to trust that I can lead you, and you have to trust that I can lead you. It's two ways. Some leaders go, you need to trust me because of my position or my title. God put me here. No, you never trust someone because of a title or position. You trust them because a relationship is formed. And then the second part is you can trust that, hey, you want to lead me. You know how to lead me. And the third part is I trust that you can empower me, and that I trust that you want to empower me. So we really talk about this. I always say it's really building that trust in the head, the heart, and the hands. So when we talk about level one of that trust, we're talking about, I trust you because you care about me. This is heart to heart. I trust you with my feelings. I trust you with my experiences. I'm willing to be vulnerable and transparent because I know you're not going to take advantage of that. Number two is in the head. I trust you know how to lead me. I trust that you have the right information about me, and I trust that you have the right information and how to lead me. So I trust you because you can lead me. This is head to head. I trust your information. I trust your leadership style. Now listen, once again, this means if you're going to lead someone and you're not quite sure how to lead them, then you ask them, how can I help you? This is actually just saying, well, I'm the leader, so you just follow me. No. Part of leading someone is knowing how to lead them. And the third one is we're talking about hand trust. So when we talk about that, I trust you because you can empower me. In other words, this is hand to hand. I trust that you can delegate responsibilities to me. I trust that you can delegate authority to me, which is decision-making power. So we're talking about that type of trust that says, you know what? I trust that you're going to give me the tools and the processes to be able to advance what God's called me to do. So once again, and this is a part, leading yourself, how do you do that? What information, what experiences, and what tools do you need to be able to lead yourself in that so that you can begin to lead others? So you can be found trusted in the head, the heart, and the hands when it comes to caring for people, leading people, and empowering people. Where are the gaps that may be in your head or your heart and your hands? These are the things that you need to grow in so that you can be found trustworthy to lead people and lead others. So when we talk about that trust, I want you to know that credibility is the foundation of leadership. It is the reason people will take time to listen to you. Credibility is actually leadership currency. Now, we say influence is leadership, and that's true, but listen, you don't have influence unless you have credibility. Credibility gives you influence. Influence actually then gives you that action. So, like, listen to this. Trust gives you credibility. Credibility gives you influence. Influence gives you action or results or change. So if you want to come in and change something, but you lack the influence because you lack the credibility, because you lack trust, you're not going to move that anyway. You're not going to bring change. So you have to develop all of these internally inside of you that, hey, I can be trusted because I care for people. I can be trusted because I want to lead people. I don't want them just to follow me. I can be trusted because I want to empower people. I want to delegate responsibility and I want to delegate authority, which is decision-making power. I can be trusted to do that. That way it gives you credibility, which gives you influence. So when we're talking about this, we really want to create that trust factor that is internal. Make sure that you take some time now and ask yourself those questions. They're going to be at the bottom of your notes, and really sort that out. Learn how to lead yourself when it comes to trust.